streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. Our guest is Mr. Brad Sanders. He's a comedian, an actor, a writer, a media personality, a blogger, and an author. And he's got some awesome other events coming up. One of them is that he is promoting and a part of Be Good to Women Day, a day that honors women. So we're going to hear all that he's doing and all the great things that are coming up. And before we bring him on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Thanks, everybody, for always tuning in every Wednesday night to our radio show. And we would just like to thank all our soldiers in prison that educate our youth against gangs, drugs, and violence. The Streets Don't Love You Back is in 150 prisons across the country, federal and state, men and women. And we just want to give a big shout-out to one of our members just came home, Omar Beasley and Damian Lee. And Ms. Donna Buchanan. We want to give all three of y'all a big ups, and they're home doing positive things. And without further ado, we're going to bring our guest on tonight, and he's going to formally introduce himself, and we're going to get this interview started. So we'll pass the ball over.
Okay, has the ball been passed over or passed out? Wow, ain't that nothing. I think we're having some technical difficulties. Good God. Wow. Okay, cool. What are they calling? Let me call them back.
Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it?
Why is it weird?
No, his call dropped.
Yeah. Oh, no, his dropped?
Yeah. Well, here you go.
Hello.
All right, Mr. All right, Mr. Sanders, right back at you. We both had drops, so we're back on now. You can formally get the interview started.
All right. So does that mean you're ready for me to talk?
Yes, indeed. So we're ready for you to formally put it on the table, who you are and what you do and where you came from and how you got started at what you do.
Okay, well, I come from Chicago, Illinois. Then I moved to Los Angeles. Now I live in Fayetteville, Georgia. I'm a comedian, actor, writer. I have not authored a book yet, but I'm a co-founder of a movement called Be Good to Women Day. This movement came out of a syndicated radio show I was doing called On the Phone with Tyrone, and we have a gospel version of that as well. And my co-host, Dia Smith, who is a co-founder with me, suggested we do something. Actually, I was decrying the plight of women after years and years of getting phone calls, emails, texts. Well, before we started texting, so heavy, I'm putting yeast in it now. But after years of hearing women talk about how they've been beaten, mistreated, misunderstood, disrespected, it just impressed upon my spirit so hard how we are squandering God's most precious gift to mankind, that gift of womanhood. And it just brought me to tears, to be honest with you. And Dia said, okay, so what you going to do about it? And That's how Be Good to Women Day began. This year we have three events. The first event is a film called Stand Down Soldier, which is a film about sexual abuse in the military. That takes place on Friday, March 21st at 7:30 p.m. Then the next day, the 22nd of March, we have a panel discussion called Courage to Heal, Sexuality, Healthy Sexuality in the African American Community. And this is a panel where we want to give women the opportunity to have voice to all of their experiences, sexual abuse issues, and not just for the purpose of getting them out, which is indeed very, very important to express how they feel. We want to create a safe environment where a woman doesn't feel that she's going to be judged or mistreated because of what's happening in her life and how she feels about it. And we want those women to feel free to share with other women and then come together to talk about some solutions. We have organizations involved like Genesee Center, which is a very famous national organization that specializes in women's issues of abuse, and they have a lot of resources available. We have so many organizations who have in many ways come up and supported us, because when we have women in a room talking about all the pain that they've gone through, we want to have some resources available so they can have some way to deal with that pain. Because a lot of women have not even addressed the issues of having been raped, having been sexually molested at church, or having been sexually harassed in church by the pastor of the church. These issues have not really been out in the open. They're on the table, but they're under the table. And so we want to deal with that because we have to strengthen our women. In order for us to be good to women, we have to respect them enough to listen to them. And we want women to feel free to tell us, what does being good to a woman mean to you? You're not a woman. You're just guessing at it unless you have been informed by those who have experienced womanhood. So that's basically where we are. That's what we're doing. You can get more information about it by going to BeGoodToWomenDay.com or BeGoodToWomen.com, two domain names, one site, where you can get flyers for our events. You can go to our Twitter page, at BeGoodToWomenDay, and just share. You can go on our Facebook page, and what we want you to do is share our information with your connections in your social media, with your Facebook, your Twitter, et al. So that's it in a nutshell.
My man. And I just wanted to ask you also, when you got involved with the Be Good to Women's campaign and you start seeing how women across the country start responding to that, how did that make you feel that so many came out the closet that had been in the closet?
Well, it's still evolving, and we are taking baby steps. This is our 11th year, and we want to open it up now to a broader arena where we can focus on the major markets, and not just focusing on the major markets. We want to focus on the major issues, and that is the respect of women. And you might have seen in some of the press materials that we sent you that our mission is to eliminate negative words, images, and behaviors toward women and girls and replace these negative images with love, respect, and appreciation through education and advocacy for the benefit of all. And that's what we want to bring to the public more and more by any means God makes available to us. This movement has its foundation, not its genesis, but its foundation in the support that we've gotten from Pastor Clyde Oden of Bryan Temple AME Church. Now, every church may or may not be with this. Clyde Oden gave us the support and has been with us all 11 years, Pastor Clyde Oden. So we have been very, very blessed and fortunate to have that kind of support, And he's even preaching a series of Be Good to Women Day sermons that really brings to light how the Bible has been misused to beat women down. Women should not speak in the church. And if you have a question about what's being said in the church, ask your husband when you get home. And I bet you never heard the Hebrew prayer that, like, Paul, who wrote so many books of the Bible, of the New Testament anyway, the Corinthians, you know, Ephesians, so many books. He was a Pharisee, and the prayer that he used to pray every day is, God, thank you for not making me a woman. Thank you for not making me a Gentile. Thank you for not making me a slave. And this is the mentality that you're dealing with when you're talking about this hierarchical society. I have trouble with that word. It's a male-dominated patriarchal society that we live in, a patriarchal world. The men have the power. Man, I was talking to a young comedian last night, young lady, that she was just starting in, and we're sitting there at the comedy store watching comedians, and she was asking, why do all these men get up and talk about women should be like and what women should be doing? And the women are sitting there going for it and laughing and joking, and she went on to talk about how there's really no really strong women comedian. Well, not that they're not strong, but they don't get the strong support. And I just told her what I think and what I have seen. And that attitude comes out of the fact that the men have the power in this world, the political, the social, the economic power, for the most part. Yes, it's changing, but you have to remember, the women didn't even get a chance to vote in this country until 1920. Black men, the 15th Amendment gave black men the right to vote. Black women didn't get the right to vote until the 19th Amendment. And that's because the men have the power. And so we have to understand that everybody has gifts and talents. We need to utilize the talents and gifts and skills, wisdom and knowledge that women have and respect it enough to be strengthened by it and in turn strengthen her. Now, those things we know. The rest of it, we have to listen to women and let them tell us. What do you need from us?
Right.
Where are we missing it? Where are we clueless?
But also, as a man, and you know this for yourself probably, when I say what I'm going to say, you know, it's a lot of men out here in the world that, you know, they front on women, you know what I mean, and dog women out and mistreat women. But behind the scene, the woman is the one that's taking care of business. You know what I mean? Why he's somewhere jacking off time half of the time. Do you agree or disagree with that?
What is he doing, boy? Don't say it no more.
Jacking off time.
He's still. The boy says, this is my show. He's jacking off time. You're killing me. You're killing me.
I mean, hey, Wes Sanders, because I'm sitting here, you know, knowing from a little kid, and you know from a little kid that there's no man that's having no babies, you know what I mean? Like, that's another miracle that done jumped off somewhere in another world, you know what I mean? So, in nationality, a woman is a very strong species in the world, you know what I mean? And I think that a lot of men beat women down mentally, and sometimes not physically, but you can beat a woman down mentally where she begun to believe what you're saying to her, and she believes that she's not worth anything. You feel me? And I think that's where the game got lost and twisted, instead of being with your partner and being friends and being business partners and taking care of business. I think all that slipped out the window somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Once you give man the power just because he's male and got genitalia, male genitalia, then well, let's get gutted with it. What's the first thing a pimp have to do? He got to make the woman feel like, well, first of all, she got to come to the situation with issues anyway. Her childhood. Then he got to make her believe that any of and her feelings
don't matter,
mean nothing.
Exactly.
And she's supposed, she needs to depend on him for everything, when it's her that's getting the money and generating all this activity. You ever watch a show called The Honeymooners Man?
Yeah, when we was younger, yeah.
Yeah, we were little kids. Remember when Ralph Kramer used to say, "You're nothing. You're nothing. I am the king of this castle. This is my
right.
house. That's my dresser drawer. That's my armor. You're nothing. I'm the king."
Right.
And
ain't nothing up in here yours. You know, you're here with me. You're here with me, but ain't nothing in here yours. No.
Right.
You just here. You just here chilling. But this all me. And a lot of men think like that, man, and I think that's a terrible way to think in life, man. Because a lot of men lose out on a lot of good things.
That's the product of a male-dominated society.
Call
it shots if
you
got the power.
Right.
If you own all
the
land, women can even own land.
Yeah.
You know, this thing go back in history. Women couldn't own land. If you got all the land, all the money, all the political power, all the right to vote, all the biblical support of you being the head of the house, the king of the castle, then where is a woman's equality going to emerge from out of that bed of fertilization, if you will?
Right.
Now, you look at
the
phrase. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I say, her thing is she don't emerge out of all of that because you're going to keep her in one corner. Like, you're
right.
Nothing, and you're going to depend on me because I got this, I got this, I got this. But in nationality,
right.
You know, as a man, you know, at the end of the day, don't no real man want to be alone, and don't no real man want to die lonely or die messed up mentally. You know what I mean? Because a woman that's
a
real
man has to make a woman feel dumb to make himself feel better.
Amen. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
If you're dealing with a real woman and a real man, they can sit down and come to a rational agreement because you disagree
Absolutely.
To agree. You know what I'm saying? And you
yeah.
find a lot of homies out here, they don't understand that part of the game. They think everything they say supposed to go. But everything they say ain't always true, and it ain't always proper how things go. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be willing and ready to listen to some other ideas besides the thoughts that go on in your own head, because you didn't get all the sense.
Exactly. You weren't born with just all the sense, man. So, you know, that's why we have board meetings. You know, that's why they call team members. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not you member.
Exactly.
Not you member.
Yeah.
Everybody
you know,
got it.
A lady told me a woman had been married a long time. But at the time she told me that she had been married about 40, maybe 50 years. I don't know. But she told me, she said, "Brad, any two people in a relationship, she said, if two people in a relationship always agree, then one of them ain't necessary."
Amen. And that's real talk.
Yeah, that's talk. That's talk from the game right there. From somebody that knows life. She said all of it. Then one of them ain't necessary because
right.
everybody brings something to the table if you let them.
Yes.
If
yes.
you're willing
that,
to accept,
that's what we just
if
said. Agree to disagree. You know what I mean? Not just everything on me and I'm all right. You know what I mean?
Right.
You put it on
that's
the table.
When you think about that, that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself.
Yeah, for sure, man. Hey, Mr. Sanders, we got a few callers on the air. I'm going to take these callers for you, and we're going to get this thing all the way cranked up, you know?
All right, man.
Hey, what's up, Dane? You're in the house, man. You know, you've been listening to things. You like to ask Mr. Sanders a few questions?
I'm just getting my dose of positivity, man. I need this for the week. I'm just taking in, man. I mean, I appreciate what y'all doing, how y'all doing, and I'm getting something great from it, man. But I'm trying to just take it on in.
We appreciating it, man. We appreciating it, you know. And
yes,
you hold on tight and vibe with us tonight. I'm going to go to the next caller, and you just hold tight. We'll be right back at you.
All right.
All right, next caller, Triple Wands, you in the house. They might just be listening.
Who?
You don't have caller. They listening in, Buck Sanders. So we're gonna keep things rolling. And
right.
what I would like for you to do is let's talk a little bit more about if someone would like to get involved with your organization and at what you're doing. Give them that website again, and then we're gonna talk a little bit about how you got into becoming a comedian.
Okay. The website is BeGoodToWomen.com or BeGoodToWomenDay.com. You go on there, you can check, find out about our events, and come on out and participate if you're in Los Angeles, California. But if you're not in Los Angeles, you can at least know what we're doing. You can participate by commenting on the blogs and different articles that you see on there, and you can share it with your friends. You can also tell your friends in the L.A. area, since this is where we happen to be this year, to come on out and participate in the live event. But that's how you do that. Now, okay, so you said how I became a comedian. I started doing comedy. My first time on stage was as an MC for my cousin, Walter Gales Codell, and he was a James Brown act. And I used to come on stage and bring him on, you know. And I started, I do my little jokes. I went down, I got me some Red Fox albums and some jokes and here and there. And then, you know, when I really started to learn how to be a comedian is when the people in the audience, they accepted me because they saw I was a kid up there trying to do something. They said, oh, he's just cute. But that wasn't coming from my experience. That was coming from Red Fox's experience or whoever I was stealing from.
Dig that.
How you going to sit up there and tell a Red Fox joke to your little young self? You ain't got no beard, dog. But you ain't coming from nowhere real. And
right.
But I was funny. All my life people told me I was funny, and I knew instinctively that it took more than just being funny to be a comedian on stage. People in the world will never be comedians and don't want to, but they got some really, you got there, everybody got that uncle, that auntie that's hilarious. But it's
yeah,
different
exactly.
When you get on stage in front of people that don't know you or care nothing about you until you make them laugh. So,
and they gonna be the real.
The turning point for me, though, man, in my comedy was this. I was at this joint in a changing neighborhood. That's what they used to call it back in the days when black folks started moving in and white folks started moving out. And I was at this place called the Dating Game, the Dating Club. And Franklin Sugar Daddy McCarthy, one of the DJs in Chicago, had this club. Well, Franklin Sugar Daddy McCarthy, my men and all my wonderful guys, welcome to the Dating Club.
Mm-hmm.
So that came out today. And I get up there, and I'm doing some comedy, and I was all right. And this white guy, I think it's like the last white guy in the neighborhood, was sitting at his bar, sitting at the bar with his back turned to the stage. Turned around, he said, "You're funny, but you don't know what the hell you're doing. Go get some books and learn what the hell you're doing." And turn back around.
My man, he breaking it down to you. Learn
he
up,
broke it down
wow.
with me. He broke it down quick, dog. I went to the library and got me some books, too. I
so
sure did.
You
went to the library.
What was happening.
Library. Man, what'd you say?
I said you want to immediately learn what he was telling you. Go learn up on something. So you went and got your craft
together.
Hey,
man, you know what? I learned a long time ago. I don't care who said it. Don't argue with the truth.
My man.
If it's the truth, it's the truth. If it's a baby, if it's a child, it's the truth. I remember I was in the store one time with my little daughter. She was about 5 years old, and the lady gave me back too much change. I said, look, I got $5. They gave me $5 too much. She said, well, why don't you give it back? I was like, man, you could have bought me for 10 cents in Mexican money.
What'd you say? Your little daughter knew that that was a wrong thing to do, to cuff the money and walk out.
Yeah, she knew that. I didn't. She did. I thought I had got over. I got $5. I'm walking out. I ain't thought about nothing about the lady that's going to come up short and somebody going to accuse her of stealing. She can lose her job and all the chain of events that can take. But I didn't think nothing about that. But a five-year-old child has sense enough to say, yeah, you're right. How you come out here gloating over that?
Exactly.
So I don't argue with the truth. And that man told me, go get some books. And then I had some albums. I had some Red Fox albums, but I didn't have nothing to play them on at the crib.
Right.
And I'm playing the punchline on one of Red Fox jokes comes at the end of the race. And I can't say it on your radio show, but as he was saying that line, my head came back from laughing, and I pulled the earphone plug out.
Wow.
And you can hear it all over the section of the library. And the winner by 9 inches is mine. And,
you know
Red Fox, you can imagine what he said.
You already know what he said. You know, he was
you
on there
what he said.
Talking about anything
yeah,
but the right thing,
and,
you know?
Yeah, and I'm standing up in the library, still trying to steal jokes and embarrassing myself. And finally, after reading those books, I started to understand. One of the books I read was The Enjoyment of Laughter by Max Eastman, which was written in 1936, which broke down what is the basis of a joke? What is a joke? Did by a surprise ending.
Yes.
You know.
Well, at the end of the day, Mr. Sanders, what would you like the viewers to get out of all what you're doing and all what you're involved in your mission to help others?
What I would like women to get out of, what I would like everybody to get out of Be Good to Women Day is the acceptance of women's equality and the enjoyment, the complete and full enjoyment of everything women bring to life. A lady told me women are the first teachers of everyone. And if we learn to embrace this, we will get so much more out of life because it will be given to us by the greatest gift God ever gave mankind. And that's
real talk, my brother.
Yeah, that's what I want people to get out of this. That's what I want to get out of it. You know, that's what I'm getting out of it. Because, I mean, my wife and I, man, I can't do this without her.
Hey, without a doubt.
Couldn't do it. I mean, she brings so much. I had the idea and the willingness to go for it. She had the input of, hey, here's something you can do. I can make this. I can make the bulletins for you for this. I can add this. I can add that. See, a woman can't help a man do something if he ain't doing nothing.
Right.
You don't need no help doing nothing. So when a man is doing something, that ignites the willingness to help in a woman. A woman's nature is to be helpful.
That's the bottom line, you know? And
yeah.
So we got like 3 more minutes, Mr. Sanders, and what would you like to tell all the viewers in a nutshell?
Man, you know, let me say something. I really appreciate this respect you're giving me, boy, and you call me Mr. Sanders. I appreciate that because I'm old as dirt. But the point is this. You call me Brad, man, because not that I'm insulted by you calling me Mr. Sanders, because that's respect and I appreciate it. But because I'm feeling what I'm feeling, call me, man. Call me by my name, man. I mean, by Brad, you know. And
okay, I appreciate that. And I only do that when a man or a woman say that, you know what I mean? Because it's all out of respect. Because, you know, coming up from the old school like we did, we always respected our elders, regardless of if we was troublemakers or getting in trouble or doing wrong. We was taught that in the hood, period. That was the number one rule.
Yeah, and even the thugs used to do that. My cousin, Ryle Shorter, they'd be shooting craps in front of the project entrance where he was going in. When they see him, they scoop up the crap, stop cussing, and get out of his way because of respect. And even young people right now today, in Fayetteville, Georgia, where I live, they call you Mr. Sanders, Miss Sanders. If I'm in a movie theater and I'm about to go out the door, the kids is in front of me because they move faster. They'll actually stand there and hold that door for us, man. And I'm loving
exactly.
that. And we got to, and you know what?
We're missing that now. We're missing
our
that now.
Our children will benefit if we have better relationships between men and women.
Right. And that's the bottom line.
You got to give them something, man.
My wife want to ask you something before we close out, Brad, so I'm going to pass the mic over to her.
All right. Hey, Lucinda.
Hi, Brad. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you for having me on, and thank you for supporting this effort, and you and your husband have come together to change the world because you're changing people's lives. Yeah. So what did you want to say? I'm sorry.
We're trying. I wanted to go back to your mission a little bit. Part of it says to eliminate damaging words, images, and behaviors towards women and girls, and to promote a culture of equality, respect, and love through education and advocacy for the benefit of all. But I wanted to go back to something you said in the beginning, was that, you know, women have always been kind of like second-rate citizens, I guess, and it's been a man's world. Somewhere along the line, and not everybody, but a lot of women have, you know, really lost their self-respect and their value and their, I don't know, I guess morals is what I want to say, because we were raised with morals, and nowadays the girls are doing things that we wouldn't even ever imagine doing growing up. How do you see that, especially in the hip-hop world and the, you know, I know a lot of the nasty videos started with gangster rap and girls being demoralized and victimized, and what are you guys doing to maybe address those kind of situations and let these women, I mean, we have to teach young girls and boys as they're young children to respect each other as the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
But what can we do more to teach these young kids that's not respectful and you're really degrading yourself doing those things?
Well, we have to, in order to show, see, we can tell kids stuff all day long, but we have to show it to them. We have to show, just like you and your husband are showing the effect of unity and working together, of mutual respect and mutual love. It all has to start from a place of love, because love engenders respect and appreciation for each other. But you have to show that to children. If young people don't see that, what do they see on television? Now, we talk about how the young people are so immoral and how they so nasty, they so this and they so that. Where are they getting it from? They didn't come here with that. That was here when they got here. And so we have to show them something different. And that's part of the behavior that will change, that we want to model, that we want to change the behavior that we're modeling to children now from negative to positive. And as a matter of fact, I'm doing a talk on Sunday. I've been asked to do a seminar for young men from the ages of 7 to 18 called What Does It Take to Be a Godly Man? And one of the things I'm doing, I'm having a younger brother who's fresh out of gangs. As a matter of fact, he's doing work release right now. And I'm going to have him there to talk about some of the mistakes he's made and how, and this young brother is wise. Don't get it twisted. This young brother is wise. And he talks about young people need to know what the mistakes that you make in the time of your youth, how they can affect your life. I got a prayer partner right now. he's still suffering because of a case that he didn't see. He picked his brother up and gave him a ride home, not knowing his brother had just done a robbery.
Wow.
And then he took a deal, and then he ended up not going to jail, but now here it is 30 years later, almost 40 years later, he's trying to get a job that requires, you know, certification, and this keeps popping up.
Wow.
So just so if you can suffer the consequences of somebody else's mistake unknowingly, just think about how bad the consequences can be when you make mistakes of your own. And so to answer your question, we have to model better behavior and wise decisions and wise choices for our young people to emulate. Because, you know, people come, they reflect their environment, their psychological environment, their physical environment. So we have to do a better job of giving them something positive to emulate.
Right. Yeah, we have to just instill in them the good old values and morals and uplift them. And, you know, men and women, boys and girls, they all learn it growing up. And we have to just keep educating them, you know, the whole time. We have to say no to certain movies and TV and internet and video. And with technology, it's kind of just gone crazy with all the things that people can get on and see. You know, so parents have to be, like you said, mom's the first teacher. Mom and dad should both be the first teachers. And, you know, the first teaching is at home, not at school. You can't teach a child when they're 16. You got to teach them when they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You know, you have to teach them early. You can't blame the school for your kids doing what they do. It has to start at home.
Yep. That's what's got to happen.
Oh, we just got a lot of work ahead of us, so. Right? Our work's not done.
I'm sorry,
well,
I didn't get that.
You. I said our work's not done.
Okay. Nope. Well, I really appreciate you being on with you guys. It's really been a pleasure.
We really appreciate that, too, Brad. And like I say, I will text you the information, and we can keep in touch. And I want to thank our homegirl, Ms. Smith, all the time, who always bring us great guests to the show. And we just want to give her a big shout-out like always.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget Makita Jasmine. Jasmine,
okay, she's a great lady, you know, and she always brings great guests. And we want to thank you again for allowing us to do this interview with you, and I'll send you the information on your phone.
Thank you, man. The pleasure and the honor is all mine. I really appreciate you having me. And keep up your good work.
Any last words? Thank you so much, Brad. Any last words?
Please, don't love you back.
Hey, man, on that, you know. And we appreciate that, my friend. And, you know, we'll be close in touch with each other and be pushing each other's movement and helping each other out.
Cool, that'll work.
All right, my friend, you have a great, lovely night.
All right, brother. God bless you both. Thank you.
You too now. Hey, what's up, my man? D in the house. What's good?
What's going on, Rob? It's Lucinda.
Oh, man, you know, we had a great guest on tonight. Mr. Sanders came on and put it down real strong at what he's doing. And we're going to be supporting what he's doing as well. And we just thank God for all the great people that comes through the show, you know. So what's good for today? And we're glad that you got your Streets on Love Your Back thermo today. And I see you posted it up on Facebook, cheesing. Real big cheese smile. So that was all love. You feel me?
I know my schedule changed. I haven't been able to get some of this good info. Every time I come on to listen to your radio station, I get something good. I just got on the radio and I heard the guy, Mr. Sanders, talking about two people in a relationship always agree one of them's not necessary. So I'm like, man, I ain't been on for 5 minutes. I got something good. that is real right there.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a yes man all day long or a yes woman all day long, who the hell needs that in the crib? Because that don't go on in America, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's for real.
That's about real.
If you're in any kind of relationship, whether it's girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, and wife, everybody ain't going to agree on the same table, man. But we disagree to agree to come to a common ground. You feel me? And we both put it on the floor. So, yeah, Mr. Sanders was right on point with that, bro. You know, why do I need you at the crib? And I could be messing up terribly, and you study saying, yeah, that's all good. Yeah, that's all good. You know? I'm about to jump out the window. That's all good. Yeah, I'm about to fly down. That's all good. You just sitting there like, it's all good. Now I'm at the bottom of the ground now, head bust wide open. That was all good. You know?
Unbelievable.
Oh, man. So, dude, my brother, we're going to kick this thing off, man. You know what I mean? We're going to go to a song, couple of commercials, and you know, you're going to ride with me all the way out tonight. So hang in there with me, and I'll be right back with you, D.
Okay, Rob.
My man.
September 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. released from prison July 4, 2013. She is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Help Free G.I., California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join in support with your help and donations by buttons, downloads, shirts, hats at thefreegiproject.org. Your help is very needed. And help Free G.I. freegiproject.org. thefreegiproject.org.
Greetings, I'm G.I. Johnson, California's Political Prisoner of the Year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website at freegiproject.org and sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to Free G.I. So please visit freegiproject.org. Sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to Free GI. FreeGIProject.org. Thank you very much.
Yeah, these boys don't know what's up, do they? Well, testing 1-2. We ain't recording this one. Oh.
I'm dreaming on your love. Tell me how you feel. Is it real? How you feel about me? Can you tell me, is it true? The things I heard from you, is it true? What I say, I love you, girl. Can you tell me, baby, how you feel about me? When I say I see your eyes, girl, your eyes are so pretty in my world, in my world. That's all I wanna say, how you feel. Tell me, baby, baby, do you wanna go to my yacht, girl? Do you wanna get sexy, baby? Do you wanna join my world, girl? All I wanna say, shake it, baby, shake it, baby, baby, yeah. All I want you to do, say my name, girl, say my name, girl. It's the B-O-Y-D, it's the B-O-Y-D. Shake, baby. Shake it, girl. Do it
wanna see you, baby, do it now, do it, baby. Jump, 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 girl.
Jump, girl.
Jump, 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 girl.
Jump, girl.
It's a B-O-Y-D thing. It's a B-O-Y-D thing. Jump, 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 girl.
Jump, baby.
Can you shake it, girl?
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Hey, hey, we back with my main man, Damian Lee, in the house. What's good with you, D? You there, D? You there, Dame? All right, my man ain't on the mic with me just yet. Let me hit to another song and we'll be right back.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change for the fountain for the wishing. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flips. Got to go on to the wrist when the lips slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, your young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy, one king of the Jews, and that's slick. Boots and toes less, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walking around with their snow boots and their glasses, stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy, yes. Mm-hmm. I was just lying to myself. If you know one would have me, yeah. So put my poor heart on a shelf. Oh baby. Yeah.
down, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and sellies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Ball out of control, anywhere you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Just get to the finish line, go. All out of control, I'm falling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We gotta take it to the top, my people.
Hello?
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and we want to just say we got our main man on the line tonight, Mr. Steve, on the line. What's happening, Mr. Steve? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, guys. Glad to be here.
It's all good, man. We've been pumping up the fight in Vegas and everything, and I wanted you to come on there and speak about that a little bit. So let the viewers and the fans know what they're going to be expecting April 4th and what's going down.
Well, April 4th, as you guys know, we got Phoenix's own Victor Castro going against Rashad Ganaway from Arkansas. Two good fighters going, fighting for the WBC North American title, so the WBC will be in the house. Then we've got an excellent fight with Jesse Gutierrez versus Morris Rodriguez from Sacramento. That'll be the co-main event. We got Leon Spinks, the third, on the card. We got Wes Capper. He's on the card, former kickboxing champ that converted to boxing. He's fighting Rashawn McCain out of Tucson. That's 2-0. Wes Capper's 3-0. So a lot of good fights on the card. Tickets are going fast. Can't wait to see Victor come up and do his thing in Vegas.
My man. And also, Mr. Steve, let them know where they can log on and grab them tickets at, because I've been telling people they're going quick, so let them know where to get them tickets at.
BoydGaming.com, which is Samstown's mothership. So go to BoydGaming.com. You could get some tickets. There's still some good ones left. But they are going quick. The locals are liking it. It's a good crowd to be drawn here, and everybody's sure to have a good time if they come on out.
That's what time it is. And also, we want to give your whole camp, Steve, a big shout-out, your brother and your family and everybody, Pete, your whole team at the gym. We want to give your whole team a big shout-out, man, and doing a great job. And me and my wife met Mr. Steve about 3 years ago. We was all in Tucson together, coming from a fight in Tucson. And me and Mr. Steve always kept in touch. And, you know, he a good man, like always, done told everybody. And now we're going to be in Vegas with his squad, and we're going to have a great time. And we're going to be interviewing Steve and all the fighters, and we're going to be having a great time. So go out there and grab them tickets if you're in Vegas, or if you're just anywhere in the world, fly into Vegas, because it's going to be something you don't want to miss, you know?
Absolutely. And stay tuned with your show here, because me and you, we talk daily about Facebook, no matter what. We're in contact, and you can always find it out. Anything you guys need
without
to know.
Without a doubt.
Yep.
Without a doubt. You know, anything dealing with Steve and them event that's coming up, you can either go to our Facebook page, and you can either go to our main page, which is www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. We got all the fight information on our movement page, and we're going to be pushing the fight information on the radio show as well every week. And it's all through Twitter. It's all through everywhere, so you can't miss it. So if you miss this fight, you're just going to be missing a great, great time, you know, and we don't want you to miss that. So where to get them tickets at again, Steve?
You get them at BoydGaming.com, and that's the best place to get them right there online.
You heard that from my man, Steve, all the way. Anything else you would like to let the viewers know, Steve?
No, I'm good. We hope to see everybody out there, and I just want everybody to know that we are a huge fan and a big supporter of The Streets Don't Love You. When I met Rob day one, I knew he was up to good, and whatever he does, whatever he says, I've got his back. He's got mine.
Hope to see you guys April 4th. And if you guys are behind on anything, get a hold of the Streets Don't Love You, and you'll find everything out you need to know.
That's what's happening, man. And once again, we appreciate you coming on the show. We'd be looking forward to seeing you in town April 4th, Steve, and having a great time that weekend, my friend. And send love to the family and your brother Pete now.
You got it. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Blunt Entertainment presents the highly anticipated freshman album by Kezzy B, Birth of a Young King, featuring the smash hit, Go.
Yo, 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 I'm in it, go, yo, yo. When they see me, they be like, they see me, go, yo, yo, I'm in it, go, yo.
Also, Party, featuring J-Verse and Sick Wicked of Blunt Entertainment West.
Go party, go party, go party.
Birth of a Young King, available for digital release July 23rd, 2013.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had money, cell phone, or a pager. Just me and my girl listening to hip hop. Mama used to say it reminded her of bebop, but dancing to Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train is really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah. I might just need a drink, might just reminisce. I know that she feeling this. She listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good and she came my way. Let's play some OJs. Let's unwind, slow it down, two step. Nah, clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had.
Have a dream.
Slow dancing the side day, she sipping the wine slow. I put on some pentagrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave, we dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song, it sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isleys. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane, I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel, now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love, and I hope that she feel what I feel. So I know that it's real, so I know that it's real.
Now that's love.
Memory lane, thinking the summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Mal Green, getting her in the mood. Not rushing into a thing, I'm feeling like Rick James. We high up Mary Jane, she the girl in my dreams. She my earth, wind, and fire whenever we be together. No arguing with each other, music keep us together. Getting us through the weather, feeling the summer breeze. Call you my summer girl, like Jodeci, I'm a fiend. Traveling around the world, ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ. She my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love. Come on.
Have a dream.
Baby, my baby.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
'9/11, they think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21,
they know some of us.
No, but they think most
y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this.
Y'all ain't FEMA camps. The barbed wire pointed in. These are my current events.
Infowars.com. Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking shit. There's a war out here. No one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Go read some articles. Just spend an hour contemplating Infowars. Or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your drop room. Verify your water. Don't buy into mainstream media. Don't even bother. Teach one. Go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, and uncle and daughter. The temperature is rising. It'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying. I won't be their cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me. Not my kids, my wife, my friends. No, none of my family. There's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision. To make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. There's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision. Let's get incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance.
I feel you, Alex Jones. But not like the TSA.
I hear you, Alex Jones.
I'm listening to what you say.
You got them on the run. They know we're marching their way. Armed with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us. We're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back. Liberties and all. We ain't playing their games. We're taking the ball. We're patriots. They best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all. There's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work. We can watch them crumble. Shot. We are coming, that is all. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance.
1984, no 1776.
We ain't gonna be your slaves, we ain't gonna be your bitches, we ain't gonna be your punks. When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks. It's just a bunch of bullshit, so feel this, when we stick it won't hurt, just a little prick. They don't care if you bet, take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming.
Down the pike, or down the knife. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life.
This is not a threat, it's a warning to you. So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you. We're standing on ground, don't get too close. But we are like the sun, you'll get burned like those. From coast to coast, and sea to shining sea. We won't stand for their age, no, none of your tyranny. If a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I've made a decision, to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. If a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I've made a decision, to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance.
Yeah. Every day's a struggle, you know what I'm
saying? Struggle, you know?
Constant struggle,
how
we get it, understand that. Gotta keep moving,
you
know?
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try,
see, everybody fresh but broke like me. Wish that I could ball like them ballers on the street. Living the everyday now. Made me take a step back, look at myself and check mine. Now I ain't leaving till I get mine. Trying to keep the distance between that hate and that grief. Murder, between Satan and me. And all them problems that it come with, it's more than one need. Me, been the rest of mathematics on them all. Put your hands up, drop your bags when you out them all. Send it back to the block. Big money grip, still hungry for them chips. Don't make me flip. Curve your brain with the diamond chips. Just bought a new whip. Can't it paint it double dip. Every day's a hustle. I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle. Every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Ready to stress in my eyes. 15 to 25, yet still I rise. Young, black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk and hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching. Catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking. Listen to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. I prove it. Showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen. This is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski. Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell.
I sat in an empty apartment. I found a 9mm under the kitchen sink and I stuck it up to my head and I was ready to pull the trigger and ready to die. You know, I knew what I made of my life was a living hell. My name is Joe and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Apache Junction, Arizona, and I started using meth when I was 16. I was doing about 8-ball a day and it was terrible. It was lonely, you know, being out using it was lonely because all the friends that you had before, and they want nothing to do with you, and I pulled my oldest brother into it, got him wrapped up and involved in it, and, you know, the first time he tried it, he was hooked. You don't realize that it's not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting everybody around you. I look back now, I mean, everything I said that I didn't want to be is what I turned out to be, because I know how bad I was, and I know how many people I've hurt around me. I know that that's not something that I'm wanting to do again.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
The paranoia, the shadow people. You start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everybody just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs, or I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
This guy that we knew, we gave him some meth and he went to shoot it up, and he died. We left his house and a few weeks later we found out that killed him. Like, he was up in his room and his dad went up there and he was dead. My name is Bob. I'm 16 years old and I started doing meth when I was 9. And I regret when I was on meth giving it to little kids, like 12-year-olds and stuff, selling it to them. I regret like helping cook it. My little brother sees it, like when I'm doing it, he sees it sometimes, and I think he doesn't know what it is, but I think he thinks it's like a cool thing to do, and you gotta be grown up to do it. I tell him how bad it is, and tell him that it really ain't that cool, and just try to explain to him that it's not fun, that it'll ruin his life.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
You pick yourself to death. There's paranoia that comes in. I don't even know how to explain it. You just sit in the bathroom and the mirror with tweezers, just digging at something that's not even there. And you just keep digging and digging and digging, and you just eat your face up. It's horrible. My name is Chauncey. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Chandler, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 14. Because of meth and because of the people that I hung out with and the world that revolves around it. I have herpes, I've had gonorrhea, I've had chlamydia, HPV, hepatitis C. There's more than just an addiction when it comes to diseases with using meth. The people, it's a dirty world.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is BOYD and Struggles coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Eyck Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to the player haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further, look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Greg is knocking you out like Robitussin, does it go? Made you pull up with this northern exposure, smoking doja, and I'm coming on the real, yes, the real, I thought I told ya. And I'm keeping it to your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player-hating people with degrees, it's time to come up. Party, you better not run up, because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus, struggles here to let you know this, that you never ever be a part of the dopest. Who put your face in the spot, who cooled it off when it was hot, who made it live when it was now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break necks. You wanted out the family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls that wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself. Because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. Trying to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your health? Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gon' come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you backstabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Break it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm biggity black up in you too. Dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict on a backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like struggle, yo. Where the party at? I be like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, and ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me. Took food from my face, but you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb. Fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But times you chose to segregate. Player hate, get it straight. Why you played yourself? No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Asking all your questions like my name was Pat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should have messed with you. So I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick as flu with those. Known to turn your body black and blue, I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on, see if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or roam cheat. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga roll. You played yourself. No, I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, this game player? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time when you don't think I see you. I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did. Sometimes I know you had nightmares waking up sweating and saying, when it coming in, when it coming.
Have a great night. And glad everybody tuned in tonight, and we had a great, great show tonight with Mr. Sanders, and we asking everybody to tune in next Wednesday night to a great show as well. And always remember, the streets don't love you back, and if you have not became a member, log on to www.thestreetsdon'tloveyouback.com. And also, don't forget, April 4th in Las Vegas, Phoenix Boys Center, home. Victor Castro will be fighting for the WBC lightweight title, and coming up in July 24th through the 27th, me and my wife and Mother Green will be in Chicago speaking as well, educating our youth against gangs, drugs, and violence, and be on the lookout for Mother Green's upcoming book very soon. Real Love 2 will be hitting the streets very soon, so we got a lot of things coming up. So if you would like to book us anywhere, just please log on to, once again, thestreetsdon'tloveyouback.com. All the information is there. Once again, have a great and safe night. Peace and love.